12, in that verse 1. We're going to read 19 verses. As long as you have it, please. Acts chapter 12, beginning at verse number 1. I'm going to have Sister McCullough read all those verses. Some of everybody's have. Say amen if you have.
Amen.
I don't think we're recording.
Yeah, we do.
Great.
About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church.
Hold on, real quick. Now, remember this. Who's having authority over you is put there by God. Listen. Go ahead, sister.
He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the days of unleavened bread. And when he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him over to 4 squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. Now when Herod was about to bring him out on the very night, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains. And is that sentries?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And when the chains fell off his hands, and the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said unto him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. And he did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought that he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod and from all the Jewish people and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gateway, a servant girl named Rhoda came and answered. Recognizing Peter's voice in her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and reported that Peter was standing at the gate. They said to her, "You are out of your mind." But she kept insisting that it was so, and they kept saying, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they opened, they saw him and were amazed. But motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Tell these things to James and to the brothers. Then he departed and went to another place. Now when the day came, there was no little disturbance among the soldiers over what had become of Peter. After Herod searched for him and did not find him, he examined the sentries and ordered that they should be put to death. Then he went down to Judea, to Caesarea, and spent time there.
And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For a short title, just some short words this morning. God answers prayer.
Yes. Amen.
God answers prayer.
Amen.
I think sometimes we get angry at the people who are in authority over us. How in the world can they legislate what they legislate? Why don't God strike them down and get them out of office? And it don't matter what side of the aisle they're positioned on, the slide of the country just keep on seeing the slide. Y'all catch that?
Amen.
Whether you be Democrat or Republican, it don't matter who's in office, the slide just keeps going. And sometimes I have to stop and say, Lord, how in the world can you allow this to go on? But I don't know the whole purpose of God. Did you hear me? God is working all things together for the good.
Yeah.
For those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
According to what the text says, Herod was in office. He was descendant of some terrible Herods. They're killing babies. One of them killed John the Baptist, beheaded John the Baptist. And he's of their descent. Why in the world would the God of the universe allow Herod to be in office? Not only is he in office, but he's been nominated by the Romans who are oppressing the Jews. Interesting. Interesting. But before you all go to sleep, let's get back to the scripture. Herod killed James, one of the brothers, one of the sons of thunder. Isn't that right? John and James were the ones who said to Jesus, when people did not accept what he was doing, what did he say to Jesus? Let's call fire down from heaven and consume them. So from that, they got the term there, the sons of thunder. Are you all sons of thunder? Are you listening to me? If somebody is not quite up to your standard or not saying exactly what you want them to say, Lord, they're not worthy of salvation. Let's get rid of these. Or we guilty. You better watch it because we are. That's why a man ought to pray always and never faint or lose heart. Because the moment we stop praying is the moment we start criticizing.
All right now.
When we start criticizing, we don't look like Jesus no more. We looking like we still living in the flesh. So, one of the sons of thunder is death. Is dead. Not only is Herod a descendant of those treacherous guys, but he killed James, and he saw that it satisfied the Jews that were really against Christ. So not only is he going to kill James, but he round up Peter, and he put Peter in jail. It's amazing. When you obey God and you give the word of God and then you wind up in jail. Are you catching it?
Yeah.
You're obeying God. You're doing everything you're supposed to do and you wind up in jail because God has placed a man in authority over you who trying to satisfy somebody else, but you wind up in jail. This thing is deep. So your situation, your job situation is not out of hand. Are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your situation is, whatever's caught you, whatever got you trapped, you're not hopeless.
Well,
because the same God who orchestrated Peter's winding up in jail is the same God who you belong to.
Well,
I don't see no stones here, so I guess we're all right. Do you know Jesus was talking to Pilate? Pilate was interviewing Jesus. He said, Jesus, don't you know who I am? And I have power to really let you go? Do you all remember Jesus' response? His response was that you have no power over me unless it be given to you from heaven.
Amen.
Did you hear it? Whatever the enemy has, he has a leash on him, Pastor. According to the book of Job, you can only go as far as the Lord lets you go.
Yeah.
He said, what about my servant Job?
Mm-hmm.
What about my servant Billy? Mm-hmm. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my guys up here. Come on, Brother Ernest. Give me time. In a nice way.
Brother, life is a laid back situation.
Amen. Listen, you all. Peter's in prison, Pastor. There are four squads of guards making sure that he can't get out.
Right.
Now he's chained to this soldier. He's saying to this soldier, isn't this looking like an impossible situation? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Well,
how in the world can I get out?
Well,
it looks hopeless, though. My next move is the guillotine. My next move is to have my head cut off with a sword. It looks impossible. But the same God that got you there can get you out.
Yes.
Amazing. I'm between two guards. The angel, God sent a messenger. He stepped into my presence and there is a light showing. I didn't hear nothing about neon. I didn't hear nothing about LED. All I heard was the Bible said a light was there.
Yes.
God is so personal, gentlemen.
Yes, he is.
Not only is he coming to free you, but he got some light so you know how to put your clothes on.
Okay.
He got some light so you know how to put your shoes on.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. Now my question is, how in the world can an angel come in and nobody notice what's going on?
Amen.
Not only is they not noticing what's going on, but according to the Bible, the chains fell off his hand. The chain is off his hand. Clearly, how in the world don't they know? It looks impossible.
Yeah.
But God!
Yeah.
Go ahead, John. Your situation is not impossible for God. It's not impossible for God. X-ray, and he was showing me how my vertebrae were kind of saying, man, if that was a road course, I'd have to do some serious corner to,
get around that road course. He said, this is what we got to do. This is what we need to do. It's fine. So I said, okay. So I go up to pay the lady and stuff, you know, for my visit. And he rolled back around, Brother Anthony, and said, I need to talk to you about your x-ray. I said, ooh, Lord. And listen, y'all, I was not upset at all. God been working on me, so the storms have sanded so much stuff off my life, I'm not really scared no more. Because, listen, there was two deliverance in the text. James died, but the Bible says, absent from the body is what? Present with the Lord. One deliverance happened by him being with the Lord. The other deliverance happened by Peter being let go. So listen, I'm not concerned. He said, well, listen, I gotta send this to a radiologist because I haven't seen this before. Ever. I said, ever? I ain't that strange, Sister Marilyn. Well, that's what I think. So he sent it off to the radiologist, my baby, of course. My whole thing was, man, I've had a great relationship with this girl, and I don't want to leave behind. I don't want to leave behind. But if I have to leave behind, it's going to be all right. Amen. He said it to the radiologist. The radiologist said, son, this is just a part of the digestive tract. He's all right. Listen. God specializes in things that seem to be impossible.
That's right.
Really standing here today, I'm a little jacked, but I'm still standing here.
Yeah. Amen.
And I might live for a little while longer, Sister Lee. Amen. May not like that, but I may live for a little bit longer.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen. Let me get my dad back up here. He back there smiling. I'm sorry, folks. I'm trying to get a camera here.
That's not fair.
I'm leaving this night, but anyway. Everybody in that back row, I want you to stand up. Elise, on down there. John, you too, Brother Lake. Now, while the impossible situation was going, there was a body of believers that was praying continually.
All right.
Did you hear me? While I was in my impossible situation, there was a body of believers that were praying continuously.
Amen.
And why didn't that affect James' life? Because God had called James home because his mission was over.
Yeah.
Why are you still here today? Because your mission is not over with yet.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Why is the x-ray clean?
Well,
because Billy's mission is not over yet.
Yeah.
While they were praying. Thanks, bro.
I wasn't smart out of somewhere.
The x-ray is clean. Thank you all. You ought to sit down. I'm sorry. They praying and they praying. Peter get free. He get to the place that they praying. He knocking on the door. Servant girl come to the door by the name of Rhoda. She's so happy to hear Peter's voice.
Yeah.
The Bible says.
Yeah.
She run back for joy and tell everybody else what you praying for is at the door.
Well, right.
What about you all? Is what you're praying for at the door and you just don't see it? I don't know about you, but I got a couple of things I'm not seeing right now. They say, you crazy, the Bible says. So they come and see. And it's Peter. And they were amazed, Pastor. James 5:16b says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when I pray according to the will of God, that's why the Spirit of God got to be in you while you're praying.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what you pray goes the place it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Don't be amazed that God is God, because that's who he is.
Yeah.
He saved you. He kept you. He's able in the impossible situation. That's the thing that kind of blew me away about the whole passage. It looked hopeless.
Yes.
But God, who is a king of impossible situations, yeah, fixed it.
Amen.
Just like he fixed it for Peter, he can fix it for you.
Amen.
I don't care what your situation is,
yeah,
how hopeless it looks. Yeah. I don't care if you got cancer. I don't care.
Amen.
The same God who loosed Peter between people who gonna die if they let him go, and he got him out, is the same God that can fix it for you.
Amen.
So, in conclusion, I know y'all said thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, screaming and hollering everywhere. His thank you, Jesus, was for something else, I'm sure. That's a vision I had, you know what I mean? In conclusion, trust God. Expect the results. And then when you see the results, just praise God.
Amen.
The amazement of the whole thing, the amazement of the whole thing kind of states one thing to me. How completely do I trust him?
Yeah.
Do I believe that he can do the impossible, Brother Ernie?
Amen.
That's my brother there. God answers prayer. I challenge you today, whatever you're praying for, look for. But remember, the interesting thing is that you have to pray according to the will of God.
Amen.
Half the time, we don't want to pray according to the will of God because we don't know the word of God.
Amen.
Y'all listening, right?
Amen.
You pray according to the word of God and the will of God, God answers prayer. And remember, it's not always freedom. Sometimes we have to get our home if we finish. If we finish with those things that we have to do. Brother Phil?
Amen.
After Brother Phil will, as Brother Phil comes and gets tripped by Brother Ernie, meditate on the word. And if you have any comments or anything after I come back, I'll fill those bricks or stones or anything like that.
Amen.